I'm joined by Norman Riley from True Faith and Chris Waugh from The Athletic. You can sign up to The Athletic through the Anfield Wrap. I'll do that bit at the end. To talk about Newcastle United's season to date, because it is not over yet. And in fact, one of the things that is sort of worth pointing out at this point, Chris, is that, you know, it's the when we talk about Newcastle season, and we will go right back to the start. The lockdown, obviously, people talk a lot about, you know, the knock-on effect of Liverpool at this stage of proceedings. Newcastle have reached the last eight of the FA Cup, something that'll get overlooked, and people will say about the importance of finishing the league season. I've been doing the same thing, Chris. This isn't me having a go at anyone. But from a Newcastle United supporters' point of view, yes, everyone's aware of the public health crisis. And even though it is Manchester City at home, there will be an enormous desire on Tyneside to get to play that FA Cup season out.
Very much so. I mean, a lot gets said about the cup competitions now and do they mean as much to supporters and whatnot. And you only have to see the sort of impact that it has had and the excitement that was created by the victory against West Brom in the fifth round. I mean, for Newcastle United, this is the first time in the Mike Ashley era, he's been owner for 13 years, the first time they've got past the fourth round. For a Premier League or as 2 years they've been Championship club during that time, to have failed to win two FA Cup games in a season across 12 successive seasons was horrendous. And this cup competition was seen as the board for a long while even said that it's secondary to the Premier League. And so for Newcastle, they're 13th in the Premier League when it's all closed down. They're not going to go down. And so in some ways, Newcastle fans, are they as bothered if the Premier League season doesn't finish? In some ways, probably not. But for that FA Cup, for the FA Cup not to continue, even though it is Man City at home, but that was going to be such a huge occasion. There's going to be 52,000 sides in St James's Park. That was a real, real opportunity for Newcastle to have the first time at the new Wembley to have actually got there on merit rather than just having played Spurs in one of their home games.